This episode of Star Wars in Character is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Audible.com carries well over 100 Star Wars audiobook titles, including Scoundrels, the brand new novel that follows Han Solo, Chewbacca, and Lando Calrissian after the destruction of the first Death Star from Star Wars A New Hope. Now you can download Scoundrels for free, or any of the other Star Wars titles, or any of the other 100,000 plus audiobook titles Audible.com carries by visiting audibletrial.com/SWIC. Again, that's audibletrial.com/SWIC for your free audiobook.
What?
What?
What? Yeah, those things what? Are actually...
What? What?
What? Are you done?
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories. Histories. And details. You never knew. Wanted to know. Or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about the Bespin Guard or Security Guard or the Cloud City Wing Guard or Cloud Police.
Why did you include all those?
That's what it
says. Dream Police.
The Cloud Police, they come to my bed.
I don't know if we're going to talk about the Caucasian Bespin Guard or the African-American Bespin Guard.
Well, we're going to talk about several. So. Okay. We're going to do the whole Rainbow Coalition. How about that?
Right on, Bespin.
Well, the Bespin Guard appears in episode 5. Yes. I couldn't read that.
Are you having a conversation with an invisible friend or something?
Come here, buddy. But then I have here, and he appears in Jedi, but in a special edition.
Oh, yeah. Probably during that celebration at the end.
Yeah, they do show Bespin in the special edition at the end of Jedi.
These names are going to blow you away.
Ooh. Are they about wind?
No. Oh, that would have been good. Fluffy Cloud Matt. Mine.
Cumulus Nimmet.
My name is Corporal Kuep Chris.
Uh-huh. He's one of the guys listed.
He's a notable member.
You know what? He's such a notable one. I didn't even look him up.
Yeah, exactly. That's notable.
I did look him up. The ones that I'm not mentioning, there's several that
they
are
might
there.
Be all my names.
Well, there's the ones that are there that I'm not going to mention. We're so lame, I'm not mentioning them.
Okay.
But yeah, there are some lame ones.
Today I am joined by Sergeant Merrill Matt.
He's cool.
That's it. See? Matt, you're cool.
I'm blown away.
Whoa!
I like gas.
To my right is Captain Jarrell Blendon Dave.
I have info on you.
Is he cool?
Well, he's notable. He is notable.
Okay.
Notable to me means they were in the friggin' movie.
And Sergeant Air 10 Tim.
He's the best.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Tim, you're the best.
I am.
No one's ever gonna keep you down.
Was he even in the movie?
Yeah.
You're about to hear. Because Captain Jarrell Blendon Dave's going to tell us.
I was thinking Edian. I don't know who Ayrton is. Forget it, Tim.
You suck. You suck.
Well, African-American Bespin Guard Dave?
No, you didn't mention him.
What's his?
That's...
Edian.
Edian. Sergeant Edian.
Give us some facts, please, about these blue Bespin Guard.
These blue bastards.
Police. Security. Mall cart. Mall cops, what are they called? Paul Blart, Bespin cop.
All right, well, the Bespin guards, I don't know any of those other things that you're talking about. I called them Bespin guards when I was little because that's what it said on the Kenner pack.
That's all that matters, yep.
Okay. Exactly. Did you guys call them something different than that?
I always call them the Bespin guards.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know about all this other stuff. They're listed as the Bespin wing guard.
Wing guard.
But the...
Never mind.
Because I was wondering... Yeah,
that's going to lead to more questions than answers. I'm just going to let that one slide.
Well, the Bespin... Like, I was wondering if because they were Bespin wing guards, they were also the cloud car pilots. They're not.
No, those are the people the other in the orange and white outfit.
No, yeah, but I...
Come on, Dave.
No, I... Jesus Christ. I meant, like they didn't...
I'm glad you're off the show and not coming to with us.
Are we fighting? Are we fighting here? What's going on?
I just was thinking maybe it was those same guys that just put on a different uniform to fly those stupid cars.
I never thought that.
Well, they're not. You're right, Chris.
I was right all along.
Good for you.
Good for you, like Christian Bale.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. But the Bespin guards are the security force on the cloud city of Bespin. Of
they don't look that tough.
No?
No.
That one dude is tough. He took down Hanselo.
Hanselo.
They're like tall and thin and they have mustaches.
They didn't all have mustaches.
Some of them did.
Just because
one did.
Your one action figure had a mustache didn't mean they all did.
A mustache makes you look tough, but these guys didn't look tough at all.
Well, that's why cops
doesn't make you look tough. Tom Selleck doesn't look tough.
He looks pretty
Cesar
tough.
Cesar Romero doesn't look tough.
Especially with
not that makeup on.
Especially with white makeup.
That's right, yeah.
Mustache. Oh, when he's doing
Omar Sharif doesn't look tough.
He scares me.
I can't think of anyone else with a mustache. Those are the best three I could come off the top of my head, and that's sad.
Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, he doesn't look tough.
When he's in my
head. I saw him in person once. He is not tough. He's round. Actually, I've seen him twice.
And and guess what? They weren't doing a convention.
And he smells salty.
He was walking around Bonnaroo a couple years ago while Eminem was on. I was like, is that Ron Jeremy? It was.
I taste him.
Sweaty.
Are you?
It was hot.
I'm done.
You've had too much to drink. In honor of the roaring success that the Jawa juice was, we've made a couple concoctions here. Matt has taken. Do you remember who posted the?
Yes. Her Facebook name is Just Be Creative, and she is also part of Star Wars fan base. A group of friends of ours on Facebook that runs it. So yeah, she posted a recipe for blue milk, and it just. What the hell is that? I'm sorry, that was from my one computer. I don't know what the hell that was.
Oh, I was like, I hope it's not me.
No, it was me. The only thing I had open was the soundboard through my web browser, so an ad must have launched. Sorry about that.
We got hacked to get down by Justin Timberlake or something.
Is that who that was?
I love him.
I have no idea.
No, damn. Suit and tie. Anyway, so yeah, she posted a recipe of blue milk, for a blue milk drink, and it is. She posted the whole by measurement, and I actually did it by measurement. It's 3 ounces of milk, 1 ounce of cream, 1 ounce of coconut rum, 1 ounce of amaretto, and 2 ounces of blue curacao. And I actually made a double because it started to smell really good as I was mixing it, and I have been drinking it since we started, and it does taste good. It's one of them dangerous drinks. It's like. Just has a hint of alcohol. You could sit here and pound a few of these back, and before you know it, you're fucked up.
Where'd you get the cream?
Out of the cream carton.
Okay.
Piece of the cream carton.
Well, that sounds good. I'm glad she did that. So anybody else out there?
It is good. Yep.
Post something for us, because we're willing to try pretty much anything, I would think.
Yeah. Especially Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's good. Dave made this thing, and I'm liking it.
Yeah, in honor of the Bespin guards, I came up with my own drink. Now, this drink may exist in some form or another, but it doesn't as far as I know, so I'm taking credit for it. It's a shot of vodka with some sour mix and some heavy whipping cream, which when you pour it onto the drink, floats into the drink like clouds.
It does.
And it is called the Cloud City Cold Cock.
I love it. I love cold
cock.
There you go.
And now the cream is resting nicely on the top. It just looks like a thin layer of clouds. It's beautiful.
It's nice. It's really good. I'm really enjoying this beverage for once.
What do you mean for once?
Last week.
Well, there's not much. There's not much. That's all I can say. Is there?
I'm still feeling last week's drink.
Well, this is good. I recommend it.
I think the only thing I tried different with the blue milk is I saw some blue raspberry flavored vodka.
Ugh.
Oh, you don't like blue raspberry?
No.
Oh, okay then. Well, fuck you then.
None for you.
And we should say, recommended if you are over 21.
Of course.
Of course. Look at you getting all like parental. Of course.
Of course.
Do you guys have any early impressions about the Bespin guards before I give you what little information there actually is about them?
Yeah.
Blue.
Black. White.
Yeah, that's
it. I always thought it was interesting that the action figures, and I know we'll probably talk about the action figures, but I always thought it was interesting that they decided to make two different guards. So that the action figures is really where I really paid attention to them. In the movies, they're just sort of there. Mm-hmm.
I was going to bring that up. We might as well talk about it now. Do you think, I mean, without being insensitive, I'm not being insensitive. Do you think they made the second guard just so they could have someone besides Lando as a black action figure?
Oh, I didn't. I never thought of that. I thought it was just another cash grab because I was trying to. That was going to be the question I was going to ask is, can you think of another set of soldiers or characters or whatnot that you saw different races that they could have done that with? And I can't think. I don't remember seeing any other race of Haas soldiers or Rebel soldiers. So I.
Yeah, you're right.
Prominently.
I don't think there were any African Americans or what have you in Star Wars, at least unmasked.
There's that guy that's in Return of the Jedi. He's a black X-wing pilot. Well, his name.
Oh, he was in Jedi. I thought he was in. Oh, you know, he's in Jedi. Okay, no, my bad.
Grizz.
I mean, I should have said in A New Hope.
Yeah, I know what you meant. I messed up. That was my bad.
But yeah, as the movies went. As the movies went forward, they started to get very multicultural.
I always chalked it up as a cash grab. I didn't think it had anything to do with, you know, rounding out the Star Wars galaxy in terms of, you know, census numbers.
I didn't think that when I was little, but thinking back on it now, I mean, when stuff like that happens, I don't know why, but I've always been sensitive to that kind of stuff and thinking that things should be equal and fair, and when something like that happens, I didn't think of it when I was a kid, but I don't know, it's kind of dumb that they're all white guys.
Yeah.
Do you think like kids, like back in the day, like scroll through all the figures and wanted one? You know, like, you know, where's the African American one? Like, do you think people think that?
I don't know.
I wonder which has more value.
Because I wanted to be a completist. I was excited, but thinking on it now, I think like it's almost like insulting that there aren't any, and it's almost insulting that action figure came out just because it was here's another one.
Right.
Okay, we're sensitive human beings. Like, I don't know, like it seemed forced, and when you think back on it, it makes them less sensitive.
And here's a fat one. He's called Malakali.
It was, if you think about it, it was a little bit ahead of its time in terms of that scale action figure. I can't think of anybody in the Mego line in the 70s, with the exception of like Uhura in Star Trek, that would have had an action figure that wasn't a Caucasian. And then G.I. Joe came out, and then you had the entire United Colors of Benetton throughout that entire line.
I mean, it's funny you just brought up Star Trek, because I was just kind of thinking about that. Star Trek came out before Star Wars, the television show, and it was ahead of its time in that they had several races represented.
Right, and isn't it the first kiss? Isn't that the show that had the first
interracial kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's Star Wars, you know, so many years later, it's a bunch of white dudes.
On a white planet.
Yeah.
Not at nighttime.
What?
That it's dark out.
All right.
Dave just skipped right over that. He went in his time machine and just went 3 seconds ahead. Forgot any of that happened.
That's right. I was just curious what your impressions were, because there isn't a whole lot about them. And us being the age we are, your first reference is the action figures.
Mm-hmm.
Tim brought this up before we started recording. The white Bespin Guard action figure. and I didn't think of this until Tim brought it up, and now that he's saying it, I can't get it out of my mind. Who did you say it looks like, Tim?
This is Don Mattingly.
It's Don Mattingly. Chris doesn't know who Don Mattingly is.
I have no idea.
Thought I told you to shave those sideburns, Mattingly.
You don't know who Don Mattingly is?
Sports thing?
Yeah. Played for the Yankees, man.
That's right.
Donnie Baseball.
Yeah.
Or Yankees, right?
I had his rookie card. I believe it was the 1984 Tops. The card was a rookie card.
I think he's the only one that homered off R.A. Dickey last season.
I didn't think of that. Like, I was thinking, like Matt was saying, like Magnum P.I., you know, like.
I don't know that guy.
Mustaches were big back then.
Yeah, they were.
Is there a guy in the movie with a mustache? Tim can't find him. If Tim can't find him, then he's not there.
Well, he's on the card back for that, for the Mattingly figure.
Mattingly.
Mm-hmm. But there's on Wikipedia, I can't find a name for him. I'm sure there's a name somewhere for that guy.
Well, there's a black guy with a mustache. I saw him.
That was Laura Hood.
Isn't that? I don't think you'd see it, but
that's Lando.
No, behind him. Behind him.
It's the other black guy.
it's Carl Weathers.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I couldn't find anything about him either, Tim. So
yeah,
you saying that makes me feel better because I don't know. You know more about this garbage than I do.
Actually, there's the picture that of Lando. I'm looking at a picture here on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Lando, Lobot behind him.
All right, yeah.
There's an Asian Bespin guard. There's two black ones.
And behind him is a white guy.
And then I think the one behind him, very blurry, is Mattingly.
I love it.
But I'm not, I can't be certain. So yeah, there's so many unnamed guards. And with Star Wars fans being completists in terms of the EU, I'm surprised they didn't just name this guy Billy, that guy Donnie, and this guy, you know, Daryl.
Are they new kids on the block?
Bobby, Johnny, Ricky, and Mike. I like Lando. Who cares who you like? Bespin guard. I am the Bespin guard.
Bespin guard.
All right.
What the fuck just happened? Man, this drink's stronger than I thought.
It's the blue milk.
Yep.
The Bespin guards are under the direct control of Lando Calrissian. After that, they're under direct control of the computer. You know that computer system that runs Bespin?
Who, Lobot?
No, he's third in charge of the Bespin guards.
That's sad when a machine outranks you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that computer like controls everything. And Lando controls the computer, but that's who they answer to.
But they, you know, to be honest, those Bespin guards don't do much. All they do is they hold guns. They like hold the guns, you know, here, hold these. Okay.
One of them punches.
Or they hold a gun at you. And that's
a pugilist.
Well, they had lots of jobs, believe it or not. They were the police force, of course, of Cloud City. They did customs. A lot of people coming in and out of Cloud City. They were the customs agents, crisis controllers. And my favorite, they were the meteorologists.
Oh, God. The weathermen.
They're going to say clouds.
I believe it's going to rain today. We're above the clouds, so it doesn't affect us. Ah. Okay.
Cloudy. Cloudy. Partly. It's called clouds.
Partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy. Partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy.
Has anyone ever spoken in the movies? I don't think so.
Oh.
Spoken? No, yeah, I don't remember any of them.
They all just mute.
They got it from Lobot.
Do what I do.
But the Bespin guards were a very corrupt organization before Lando took over Cloud City. And even after he did take over, the corruption still persisted. But when he came in, he kind of cleaned it up. I relate this to Lando being like Dalton in Roadhouse.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of corruption. Lando came in, kicked some ass.
He is tall, too, Lando.
Did he have to fight one of them near a river, and then one of the Bespin guards says, "I fuck guys like you in prison."
That's on a Blu-ray, Tim.
Did he have a long-haired gray guy come in and say, "Douche City"?
Please do not eat the big white mint.
Oh, I love that movie.
So the events in the movie take place. You've seen them several times. We've been alluding to them, and I'll get to some of those guys after we get through the basic information. But Lando eventually leaves Cloud City. As soon as Lando leaves, the corruption comes back.
Oh.
And there is some Cloud City Bespin guard action in the books and in the EU.
Action?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. they have a mustache, so.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Come on. Everyone knows porn stars who have mustaches.
Oh, they have the
You got mustaches, man. You're just ready to fuck.
I almost said that too.
You didn't have to.
I didn't have to.
But eventually, there was a Jedi New Order. Do you know this name, Kyle Katarn?
Yep.
Yeah.
He was the character you played in the Jedi Knight series.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That name has come up a last couple times in things that I've been researching, and I don't know who the character is, but this guy helped with a bunch of Jedi to liberate Cloud City again and thwart this corruption.
Yeah, I wonder if that's one of the levels on the game. One of the games.
So, Was he the new Lando of Cloud City?
No.
No?
It just says that he was able to get rid of some of the corruption. There isn't a whole lot of information. One of the most interesting things that I found was that...
What the hell? What was that? Christian?
It's getting to the bottom of the...
I thought you just climaxed or something.
You just got Cloud City cold cocked.
I did.
One of the most interesting things I found is their uniforms. As Chris mentioned, they're blue. They have little leaflets on them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they have those hats. They're not hats. They're helmets.
What?
What?
What? Yeah, those things what? Are actually.
What? What?
What?
Are you done?
And what? This little blue cap.
They are helmets, which I thought was kind of cool. So imagine those things. They just look like Civil War. They always kind of reminded me of Civil War caps. They're not. They're hard.
What was it?
I was like, come on, here we go.
And you talked about their guns. I love these guys, these Star Wars guys. They can come, they can make it. They're like MacGyver. They can take anything and make something out of it. Their gun was made of parts of an actual spear gun, parts of a V8 engine, parts of a jet, and a plastic coffee stirrer.
Our fan Eric is probably going to write that shit down.
Yeah.
And then make one.
Yeah. Now, Tim, I got a question for you because you know more about this than I do. As I've said, do you know who John Molo is?
John Molo. He,
porn star.
Yeah. The Molo mustache as is very famous. No, John Molo. He was, one of the creature creators for the, I know it for at least Star Wars, but beyond that, I don't. I guess he worked probably at Empire. I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know who he was, and you, the ideas that we love a lot, and the paintings that we love are all these Ralph McQuarrie ideas, and this came from an idea from a guy named John Molo, who drew a costume sketch of the Bespin wing guards or the Bespin guards, and they were like very elaborate. So somebody took his sketches and bared them down to the minimum that you see in the movie. But I didn't know who the guy was, and I figured you would.
If I remember correctly, I'd have to go back and refer to my Art of Star Wars. His sketches look like the drawings of a 10-year-old.
Hmm.
Like, but when you see his drawings, like you can see how they got the character designs for a lot of the Star Wars people. But he seriously looks like if I'm remembering the artist correctly, looks like something that you would see, a 10-year-old in third and fourth grade drawing their artwork in art class.
Well, that's cool because I didn't know if he was just a costume guy. You said he did some creature creating too.
Yeah. Oh man!
Why don't you stop? Because pretty soon you're gonna be left with just cream.
That's how I like it.
Shadoobie. Wow.
All right, you want to talk about some of these guys?
Yes.
Yeah, what the hell?
There's four that stood out as interesting to me, at least.
Okay.
I did look up all of them. A lot of them were... I knew when it came up as far as just a picture of a guy from a video game, I wasn't going to be as interested because they were just from video games. And there wasn't much information either. But there are guys out there. So if you're into these games, you know some of these other guys. Like Chris mentioned this R10 and Corporal Kip. No. So these guys are from games. The four guys that I looked into the most were guys from the movie. The first one is Captain Gerald Blendon.
I like the name already.
Oh, yeah?
Blendon, yeah. It sounds pretty cool.
Okay, well.
Blended in.
He was a pre-Lando guard. And
so he was an asshole.
He was. He is the one that is with Lando when they come in to see Han when he's in prison.
Okay.
And Han takes a swing at him.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys that's in there, Gerald Blendon. He was a captain. He was corrupt. He would take bribes. He worked with the criminals that would come to Bespin. He was a scumbag. Now, there's names for most of these guys. Do you ever meet a guy named Dominic Rayner?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, look for him in a convention because he was Gerald Blendon. He's in the movie.
Sign, please.
He was working the wing guard. Well, Dominic Rayner. Wait, no. Dominic Rayner. That's a fictional character.
Oh.
He was the
who was Dominic?
No, I see the name here. He was the guy that ran Cloud City before before Lando.
That's probably why we haven't met him.
You never met Doc Rayner?
No, I can't say I have.
What's wrong with you?
Never been to Cloud City.
I honestly, this guy, for the longest time, I thought that this was a character that Treat Williams had played.
That's what I told Dave days ago. Wasn't Treat a Bespin guard? And
he's a Hoth.
That's what Dave said.
Soldier.
But I thought Treat was a Bespin guard.
There's that one picture, but it looks fake. And then I had seen Treat Williams autographs on pictures of this guy, but he doesn't look like Treat Williams.
No, he's like a young, handsome guy, but it's not Treat Williams. It's no substitute.
It's hard to tell. I mean,
1, 2, or 3.
Gerald Blendon was not played by Dominic Rayner.
I am so confused.
He was played by. I'm sure we have a few listeners. I know some of our listeners are extreme Star Wars autograph collectors, way beyond what Chris and I.
Oh, which is hard to imagine.
No, there's guys that go far, and I know one of them has a Facebook page just all about Star Wars autograph collecting. He and I'm blanking on his name. I do know his name, but I can't remember it.
Joe Blendon.
Yeah, Dominic Rayner.
That's the guy. You are.
Well, okay, that guy was the least interesting, so let's move on from him. Okay. Anyway,
yeah. You guys got Luke Skywalker, that actor, on your poster?
Yeah, he's out of the wrong spot.
No, yes. No, not the actor that played Luke Skywalker, the guy Luke Skywalker. Oh, the jokes. Sorry.
No, he hasn't done a convention.
I should have picked a more obscure one. I've been drinking.
Blue milk. Sergeant Edian is the black guy, the one that the action figure was made after. This guy was a straight up dude. He was honest. He hated the corrupt, you know, stuff that was going on in Bespin. And he is in the movie a couple of times. He is one of the escorts that pushes the, you know, floating Han Solo.
Yeah, with like a finger.
Yeah, down the hall with Boba Fett. That's one of the guards that's there. He was played by, now this is real, he was played by an actor named Quentin Pierre.
Tim, look that up, that's would right. you?
That sounds fake, too.
This is true. I'm actually looking at his IMDb page.
Did you meet this guy?
No.
He'd be a catch for you.
That'd be cool.
He's worked on a lot of stuff. It says assistant Mr. Freeman, so I'm not sure who the Mr. Freeman that he is assisting is.
Well, the thing that was most interesting about him was that he was Billy Dee Williams' stand-in in Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
So you got to get this guy.
That's
yeah, yeah.
Do some
stand-in. Oh, you know what?
Shoot.
He's Billy Dee Williams' assist. No. That's a stand-in Mr. Williams, uncredited. Okay, I'm looking here on his...
This is the worst fact presentation of any episode we've ever done. Oh,
you know what? Let's he is Morgan Freeman's assistant. I'm looking at all these movies as assistant
Did
Mr.
You guys
Freeman.
Know William Shatner played Darth Vader? It's true.
It's true.
We've all been Cloud City cold cocked.
But yeah, he is Morgan Freeman's personal assistant, Quentin Pierre.
Well, he's the black action figure guard, the guy that you see in the movie, and I thought
you're stopping that sentence at a different word. He was the black.
No, I would not do that.
Okay.
One of the other guys that Chris mentioned, yeah. Sergeant Merrill. Right?
Yes. We've met him.
Sergeant Merrill Matt.
I know you haven't. I've heard you tell the story. He is the other escort that pushes the frozen Han down the hall. He has gray hair, and this guy was dirty.
Dirty.
Like filthy?
Dirty dealing dude. Okay. He was played by Alan Harris, who also played Bosk.
Bosk.
You guys have met him. What was the deal with him?
Nice dude. Nice.
Dead wife.
I
Oh yeah, go ahead, Tim.
He told that story on the Bosk episode.
I didn't yeah, we talked about this in the Bosk episode. I didn't realize that. I thought that he had a fear of flying, so I went up to him and I thanked him for getting on the plane to come to Orlando for the convention, and he basically told me that that basically the reason that he didn't fly was his wife didn't like flying. His wife had a fear of flying, and she passed away, so he was able to board the planes now.
He booked a ticket.
Oh,
yeah. And from what I understand, someone had told me this at the Celebration 5. During the trivia thing, that there was a big trivia thing that that they were doing there, and Bosk was like the figurehead for this, and he was there and he fell off the stage, the poor guy. Harris, he fell off the stage at one of the events at Celebration 5. I didn't see him at Celebration 6.
Ever since Empire, he always stands at the edge of the thing with his toenails hanging off, and then he falls off.
Yeah,
you got Cloud City Gold.
No, but yeah, this poor guy. Yeah, I felt pretty bad having to bring up the passing of his wife, and then to find out, you know, later on that day, he falls off a stage.
What a good dick.
No wonder he didn't go to Celebration 6. He had to deal with guys like you.
Yeah.
He's like, don't want to deal with that. Kept
talking about my dead wife and pushing me off stages. And
thanks, Mrs. Harris, for dying.
Oh, man.
I did get his autograph.
I'm not laughing. I'm just smiling.
What a jerk you are, Tim.
I had no idea that his poor wife had passed away.
Tim turned to me and said, "Hey, Chris, watch this."
Which I'm gonna mess.
But honestly,
you
he was
miss
very...
your wife. 1, 2, 3, cry. 1, 2, 3, cry.
Alan Harris was very nice. He was a very pleasant.
He was nice.
Gentleman.
He was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he played. You know who else he was?
Bosk, we've
Chancellor
had this already.
Chancellor Valorum stand-in.
Ah, get out of here. Or a sit-in, yep. A stand-in, sit-in.
He was a sit-in.
Yes, I say he doubled for Anthony Daniels. I don't understand this, but it's what it's... I mean, it said that the Boba Fett costume was molded on his body. Like, they used his body as the mold for, you know, making the costume, as well as the body of Han in the carbon.
Ooh.
That actually makes sense. They already have a full body cast. Why bother doing a second one and for the body of the carbon freezing thing?
Is Han's frozen thing floating just by their fingers? How's that happening?
That's a good question.
They don't tell us they're fucking force sensitive here, please.
No, I got
one of the qualifications to be a Bespin wingman or whatever the fuck they're called was they needed to be force sensitive.
Like they both have like their two fingers on it pushing this floating Han and carbonite.
Well, you figure if that's their business, they freeze things in carbon. It's heavy. It's always heavy. So I don't know whose idea it was to put the carbon freezing thing in the middle of the friggin' city.
True.
And you got to push it out to the dock. Like they must have some kind of mechanism that goes underneath it.
It's got repulsorless or something. I remember reading a novelization.
Carbon lighter, like up so high.
No, did you hear what Matt just said?
No, I'm joking.
that like casing thing around it, part of its mechanics is some kind of repulsor lift. That was in either one of the novelizations or another one about carbon freezing.
I will take that.
It's Iron Man. It just floats.
Or it has invisible wheels.
In here.
One wiggles.
And he was also the double for Terrence Stamp in
Terrence. T.S.
T.S. Now, Sergeant Merrill was dirty. I mentioned that. He hated the last guy I'm going to mention, the guy I found the most interesting, Utris M'Tok.
I saw that. Yeah.
That's a Klingon.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote down. It sounds like Klingon, and the guy looks like a Klingon.
Yeah, he does.
Puppy forehead.
What the fuck?
This is the guy who films scenes. There was scenes filmed with this character, Utris M'Tok, and there was an action figure made of this guy too. I remember one of the newer waves. There was a guy.
Yeah.
They made one of this guy, and they cut all of his scenes. He was a species called an Imzig, and he was like the most true, honest guard of them all. He never took a bribe. He was like the Galahad of the Corps. And he was an alien. And there are publicity shots of this guy. And I think Matt and Tim are looking at him now. Those are real shots from Star Wars. This guy was in the movie. They cut all the scenes.
He's the Bomba Brimu of Empire.
Yeah. You'd think that if they're going to take the time to make one alien Bespin guard, you'd keep him in the damn movie.
Yeah, right. Really.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a bunch of humans. Some black, some white. You'd think this would be like the Green Lantern Corps. There'd be people from all over the galaxy. Yeah.
Right.
Throw some aliens in there. Like, this would have been cool. Like, I'd rather had him as an action figure as a kid than just another human. You always play with the aliens more.
That's always been my biggest criticism of Empire Strikes Back, is that there is that that lack of alien. I mean, there are aliens, obviously, but nothing compared to Star Wars and Jedi.
The closest thing to it, and I think we've had this discussion before, is the bounty hunter scene, but that's so small compared to Jabba's palace and compared to the cantina.
Yeah, it's Yoda, Bosk, and Vorlom / Zuckus, and that's about it.
And when it comes to like when I'm trying to select characters for our episodes, Empire is always the hardest because it's always like, oh, it's a white guy with a mustache. It's like almost every character is a white guy with a mustache.
Or a hood.
Black guy with a mustache.
That's right.
So Utrissim Tok. And he hated Sergeant Merrill. They hated each other. They were like the good versus evil, always butting heads.
Couldn't tell.
Well,
no one spoke.
They had helmets on, so it didn't do any good.
That's right. They were helmets. Yeah. Has anyone seen these scenes? I mean, you got these Blu-rays. I'm sure you scoured every second.
I haven't yet. Seriously, I haven't really dived into those things yet.
I don't remember deleted scenes with Bespin guards.
There was a scene.
Not to say that there isn't any.
There was a scene shot of, and we mentioned this in our Lobot, our premiere episode, Lobot, where Lobot was supposedly killed. Yeah. And so it was like a battle scene, like a quick battle scene. So possibly you might have seen this guy running by or dragging Lobot away or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, but that scene wasn't on the Blu-ray either. Damn it.
I love this guy, and he's not in the movie, but I'm interested in him. Like, of the four, he was the most interesting. He's not even
seems like a nice bloke.
But for the Bespin guards, that's all I got.
That was good, Dave.
Yeah, you stretched that one out because there was very little information on any of these dudes. Well, it's good.
The doing the four characters.
Yeah.
It was fun to do, and especially because one of them was that Alan Harris guy. So not to make fun of the unfortunate events of his life, but
Tim.
But
I didn't know.
You said he was a nice guy.
He was a nice guy.
He was very pleasant, yeah. Yeah, he was one of the delights to meet at that particular celebration.
This episode is dedicated to Mrs. Harris.
Wherever you are. She's up in the clouds, city.
I was gonna sing while you guys talk. Thanks for stopping talking.
Amazing Grace.
What's he say?
How sweet. I'm singing Amazing Grace.
Amazing Race, CBS. Matt, do you have a website about the Caucasian or African American Bespin Guard?
Yeah, I actually, well, I don't have any website that has hardly anything to do with the guards, but I picked it because I thought it was going to be a super like fan site because it is bespinguard.com.
Whoa!
Yeah, but there's one freaking picture on it. That's it. It's a bucket of these pins this guy made for Celebration 6, and that's it. I'm hoping maybe that we drive some traffic to the site and he does something more with it, because that's, you know, that's some money and work this guy did to acquire this name and put up this site for one picture.
Tim, we've seen plenty of these people in costumes at cons too, and on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always the Bespin guard walking around.
Well, here, this is what I'm looking here at on the thing. It says free Bespin guard, but I think it's the Bespin cloud car pilot is the actual picture on there.
Yeah, I mean, I think this guy made the pin, you know, as you know, a little ironic part of Star Wars culture. But I mean, why would you buy a whole domain name and a hosting site for that?
I don't know. And yeah, Johan,
if he hears this, send us a pin. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll take a pin. No, I like the pins. They're funny, but it's like, I was all excited. I was like, oh, BespinGuard.com. This is going to be an awesome site. Really, it's like the Mandalorian Works. Maybe it's a new costume club. Nope. It's a bucket of pins.
They could have that. I mean, there's the Stormtroopers and the Mandalorians.
We should start a Bespin Guard costume club. All you gotta do is buy a pair of dark blue Dickies and you're in.
I can't grow a mustache right, man.
That's all right. You can be the alien.
There you go. All right. I'll do that.
I'm gonna seek out Quentin Pierre. I want to talk with him.
Oh boy.
If anybody knows Quentin Pierre, let him know that he's gonna have an email. I'm gonna find him.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Is it time?
Time for...
Now, you've been yelling at me.
I have been.
So
it's time for the Sounds of Star Wars. Please don't sing, Chris.
I won't.
Not Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end.
Is this better?
That's much better.
Star Wars.
Trivia.
If they should Star Wars, please let me Star Wars stay.
You're in good voice tonight, Chris.
Thank you.
That's much better than
normal. Do I sound like Bill Murray a little bit?
No, that was much better. Please play that every time. Don't ever sing again.
Star Wars.
Well, the scores are like this.
Good.
Oh, man.
That's right. Tim remembers now.
I do.
Tim, you had a little bit of a crash and burn the last couple episodes.
Good.
I'm in the lead with 27.
Cheater.
Then Tim with 19.
Asshole.
And Matt's right behind him with 17.
Sexy.
And you have 7.
Awesome. We should say the scores again in like farts.
That many farts?
Dave has 27. Go.
Oh, me? I thought you were actually going to fart.
No, 27.
I don't know if that was right.
It's like a horse counting. It's Matt's turn. What is Matt's movie?
Matt has to go roll the dice.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I had it ready this time. And it's 256. I remember this time.
Yes. Yep. There you go.
My number is 130.
130. It's going there now.
130.
Oh, we're almost there.
So this is Empire, maybe. Maybe it'll be about the Bespin guards.
Is Empire.
All right, Matt, what are you betting? I know what you're betting.
Five.
For. 5 points.
And here we go. There it is.
Okay, I think I know what that is, but I never heard it. I didn't know it went that long before. I think it's the Millennium Falcon not starting or not like jumping the hyperspace.
It's not my fault.
That's all we needed to hear was you to say the word hyper or something. Hyperdrive. Okay.
I never heard like the last 2 seconds of that.
Yeah, it was.
Or never noticed it, I should say. I'm sure I heard it if I saw the movie. I never noticed that before. That was kind of cool.
You're gonna have a problem when you were just saying it.
Dave was like this, going like more, when more.
Was like, when you just said it was the Falcon not starting, I was like wincing.
Well,
I
was gonna say that, but then I realized as I was saying it, I remember that's like more like a car starting, like that. And then
hyperdrive failure.
So I actually changed my mind in the middle of the answer is what happened there.
No, it's good you did because we would have had to go to judges, and I hate. All right, you got 22.
Jesus, God.
All right, it's Tim's turn. What's his number?
His number is 206.
206. Tim, what do you think it's from?
That's probably
Star Wars. No.
It's from the saga.
Armageddon.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Well, while Chris is looking this up, Dave, I found something out.
There you go.
What'd you find?
Gerald Blendon was played by British actor Jim Dowdle.
I like that name.
Jim Dowdle. So Jim Dowdle is the guy that punched Harrison Ford.
All
right. Well, thank you, Tim. That's okay. Why you are the best in the business, and everybody wants you for their podcasts.
Tim,
everybody wants me.
And not you two.
I'm sorry.
What are you betting, Tim?
Which movie is it? It's
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones 3.
Let's see.
This will tie you with Matt.
All right, ready?
I'm ahead of Tim?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You got 22, he's got 19. This will tie you guys for second.
You're on top of Tim.
Oh.
French.
Oh.
Sounds like Forrest Gump cutting that grass in a day. I'll cut that grass for free.
That cut out, but I on me, but I think that's.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, play it one more time.
Listen again.
Here we go.
That's Senator Amidala's spaceship as it's coming into Coruscant at the beginning of the film.
I was going to say it was Tim Garglin's semen. But you're right. The Royal Starship.
Yay.
Starship.
That's what it says, yeah.
Tim, nice job.
Nice.
That was good.
You are tied with Matt for second place, 22.
I am a loser. All right, who's next?
I am. So Matt's going to give me my number. And then I will decide.
It you find is. It? Oh, 69.
Whoa! Chris?
Yes.
Will you give me 69?
In time and place.
You have to give each other that.
Listen to Tim. Getting all specific.
I don't want half that. I want it all. All ready? 69, dude.
All right, this has got to be the first movie.
So far, it is A New Hope. Yeah. Right.
I'm betting five because it's A New Hope. If I get this wrong, we have a three-way tie for first.
Three-way.
A three-way 69.
Somebody's got an extra something in
there. Oh, God. Here we go.
I don't know if it's the blue milk, but I suddenly feel incredibly ill.
Blumpkin.
Gee, what could that be?
Yeah.
Blumpkin's a funny word.
Sound.
That is a TIE fighter. A TIE fighter.
It says
TIE fighter firing.
It says TIE weapons firing. Judges?
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, you get it.
Take it.
All right.
God,
but we don't like it.
What's mine going to be? I don't get it wrong.
Right.
What is Chris?
181.
Tim is
so
taking
you're in prequel
over.
Territory.
Go, oh. Tim.
I blanked. I was looking at pictures of Jim Nodal.
Fuck? Never heard that said ever.
Yeah,
never in the history of words has that combination of letters. Well, letters and words been put together. Okay, 181.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are in episode one. Ah. All right, hold on.
You have
you are episode one.
Seven.
You're nowhere close to us. I mean, do you have to take Matt's strategy and just bet five every time and either crash and burn or go for the gusto?
I'll do three on the prequels.
Three?
I'll do three.
All right.
Till I get the double digits.
Here we go.
God.
That is god awful.
What the hell is that?
Do you need it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here
we go. It's thing at the end.
Yeah, it sounds like Terminator music.
Have you seen this boy?
I am drawing a blank because it's really not ringing a bell.
It's just noise.
Yeah, it sounds like some kind of ship.
I thought maybe you'd have a shot at this because it sounds like something that would be in the Clone Wars cartoon, maybe. But I have no idea.
Tim, was it? I want to say it's Anakin like playing with his pod racer, like testing it out or something. That's what I'm saying because I have no goddamn idea.
That is. Incorrect. Basically, that was the episode one version of my answer. It was her Naboo Royal Cruiser.
Mm.
Oh, what did it go out? Okay.
So it was the same, that big silver ship.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the end of that?
It was landing on Tatooine.
Doorbell.
Tatooine.
Man, I got screwed on that one.
Yeah, you did.
That was a tough one. I don't think I would have even gotten that one.
No, nope. Okay. All right, well, I have 32. Tim and Matt have 22.
What do I got, Dave?
4.
40, did you say?
4.
14?
4.
Okay.
100?
That's terrible.
That you could definitely do with the farts.
Well, thank you very much for listening to
I thought that was my cue.
It was.
Go ahead.
Chris trampled all over.
I'm mad because I got a hard one.
What?
So it costs for celebration. One more.
All right, Matt. 10 minus 5. Go.
Oops. Sorry. 1, 2,
that was 6. 3 times 3. Go.
I can just see him clicking so carefully.
I know. Yeah, right, wait. How many times a week do you and your wife have action? Go.
How many times does Tim have action a week?
We lost him.
That's what I thought. I'm sorry, Tim. That was too easy.
Not yet.
Thank you for listening to our character discussion about the Bespin Wing Guard, Security Guard, Cloud City Wing Guard, Cloud Pilot, Police Pilot, Police, Paul Blart, Wall Cop.
Meteorologist.
Jim O'Brien.
No. Jim O'Brien? It's like 7 people are going to get that.
I know.
It's the all dead episode.
Who was the one that you'd screamed in the theater? Hey, this so-and-so's taking a shit in there.
Shoot, who was that?
It was that weird guy. It looked like weird.
Who was that?
Don Pollock.
Yes.
He wasn't a weatherman. I thought he was a weatherman.
What did I say, Tim?
You came out of the bathroom. And we had just seen Galaxy Quest, if I remember correctly. You came out of the bathroom. I just saw Don Pollock taking a shit. And his wife and 2 kids were standing right there.
I think when I said the word shit, the door opened and he came walking out.
He came right out. Don Pollock. For those who don't know, Don Pollock is kind of like the human interest. He does like the goofy stuff.
I was going to say, did he come out of the bathroom with the microphone and say, movie theater bathroom? Some say they're not the cleanest thing in the world. I'm going to check one out myself. And meanwhile, Chris is like, I just saw Don Pollock taking a shit.
Don Pollock would be like the guy that would go onto a fishing boat and like pretend he's sick. You know, I got seasick. Or he'd go to a pretzel factory and stick a pretzel down his pants or something. And just like,
and then shit
like,
it out, apparently.
And I saw
he was kind of like what Jim Carrey was in
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty, yeah. He was very Jim Carrey, Bruce Almighty-like.
Back to you, buggers.
I'm sure Don Pollock has a webpage, so we'll probably put that up on our website.
Oh, now you gotta look.
I love Don Pollock.
So hey, Philadelphia News is
so nice.
I saw what came out of him.
Oh.
Don Pollock taking a shit.
What came out of Don Pollock? News at 11.
I didn't eat corn.
Oh.
Join us next time and we discuss Don Pollock shit.
Pollock shit. Yeah.
Ready?
Corn!
DLC 13 Mining Droid. That's one word.
Yes.
That's one name. Ben.
Don Pollock.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.